Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, June 23rd, 2016. This is episode 168 of The Big Show, and thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. And I think we have a really good show today. This is a topic I'm so incredibly passionate about, in that I was having a conversation with some folks. I was just at a trade show down in New Orleans this past week, which is one of the reasons why we're a little late to air. But somebody I was talking to brought up this great article by Donna Wells over on Chief Marketer that talked about why being a chief marketing officer is the hardest job in technology. And during the discussion, lots of people were curious about and wondering about, like, how can you stay on top of all of the changes that we go through every day and that marketing is going through, and all of the crazy, you know, shifts in terms of the technology that matter to us as marketers, particularly when you're not a technologist by trade. I'm not. But even as somebody who's not a technologist, in just the last week or so, admittedly while at a trade show, I talked about things like personalization and podcasting, go figure, and mobile payments and blockchain and mobile apps versus the rise of mobile messaging and what's going to happen there, and will mobile apps be replaced by bots? And CRM, particularly in light of Microsoft's acquisition of LinkedIn, and what that all means to how business-to-business marketers might connect with customers in a different way. Using data analytics and using your data in a more analytical way to drive better decision-making process. Using analytics and using data to do things more, you know, to do more like dynamic ad targeting, and using dynamic ad platforms to actually reach customers in a more effective manner and measure the success of that all the way through from a pure attribution modeling perspective. Things like price anchoring and using forecasting algorithms to understand what your pricing ought to be at given times of the day, month, week, or year. Obviously, lots of stuff about A/B and multivariate testing. And then the marketing technology or MarTech necessary to manage any or all of these topics. Now, clearly, each of these could be an entire episode unto themselves, an episode. They could be an entire podcast series unto themselves, each of these topics. And I want to be really fair. Sometimes I was, quote unquote, the expert, right? And I'm doing air quotes around that because on some of these I know a lot more, and on some of these I know a lot less, but know a little bit and want to provide value where I can. And sometimes I was the audience and just listening and trying to soak in what I could gain from the people around me. In either case, I was always a learner. Because even the things I'm reasonably well educated about or reasonably experienced about require a fair bit of continual updating, a fair bit of continual self-assessment and evaluation of, are my skills where they need to be? And the thing to be aware is, across all those topics, these aren't just buzzwords. You know, most of these will have significant impact on your company's revenues and profits over the next few years. Now, sure, it's possible that one or two may turn out to be more of a fad than a trend. It might be something that, you know, is important or somewhat important right now, but in the longer term may not be that big a deal. I just don't think it's terribly likely. I wouldn't have listed them if I thought that they were, you know, things we're not going to see be around for a while. And there's simply no way that all of them will turn out to be fads. Most of those are probably going to be with us or stick with us as questions that we need to assess for our businesses and for our customers for some time to come, for the next handful of years. So if you're a marketer, if you're a marketing professional, how can you actually keep up with all of this? How can you actually keep your skills to a place where you say, yeah, that's something I'm comfortable with, or at least know enough to ask the right questions? And that's really the first key takeaway, is your job is to ask the right questions. And in a moment, I'm going to give you a framework for thinking about how you want to do that. But the first thing I would encourage you to do is, for any of these, you need to assess the trend itself and look at it first as, is it something you need to be able to do? Or is it something you need to be able to delegate? Or is it something you can defer until later because it's not going to be that important to your business for the next 3 to 6 months? And I really do think you need to be continually evaluating every 3 to 6 months and say, is this something I need to do? Is this something I need to delegate? Or is this something I can defer yet again? You know, just reassess and see where we are in 6 months' time. And if you have to do it, then obviously you need to study and learn. And there's all kinds of tips and techniques, you know, out there. Maybe we'll talk about them in a future episode. But, you know, it's keeping your skills up to date in those areas that matter to your business. And really thinking about it in terms of, what are the things that only you can do? If you think about your organization, what are the things that are the things that in your role, you are the only person who can succeed at that? You are the only person who can deliver at that, as opposed to things you can delegate. And sometimes you're going to delegate by hiring. Sometimes you're going to delegate by using your existing resources who report to you. Sometimes you can delegate through your network. Right? I don't know this topic, but let me call a friend of mine who knows a lot about it and see if they can give me some help at this immediate moment. So again, I know enough to ask the right questions. Sometimes you can delegate up. What is it that your boss or the person who supports you, you know, can actually help you with in that regard? You don't always have to delegate down. You can delegate up. You can delegate out. So that's the first thing. Think in terms of do, delegate, defer. And then the second framework that you really want to think about is what my friend Taru Jain calls the STEM model, the STEM framework, where you think in terms of, what do you need to sell? What do you need to think? What do you need to execute? And what do you need to manage? That they use this specifically for hiring. When you think about hiring people to take specific roles and responsibilities, but you can apply it to yourself as well. Because really, anytime you're delegating, whether you're delegating to somebody else or you're delegating yourself as the individual to accomplish the task, what are the selling aspects? What are the things you need to know to sell this specific technology or tool, either into your organization or to your customers? The second is, what do you need to think about? Do you have to think strategically about this? Or do you have to think about a very practical approach of how you're going to use this? The third is, do you have to execute? Do you have to push the buttons? And the final is, do you have to manage this instead? Are you going to manage others to do the work? And so you can look at what you need to know and say, I need to know specific things. I need to be able to answer specific questions and ask specific questions if I'm selling this idea in. I need to have a deeper understanding and a broader understanding of the implications of this tool or this technology if my job is to think about it. I need to get real practical hands-on training or practical hands-on experience if I need to execute. And I need to make sure I understand how it fits into the business context if I need to manage it. It's unlikely that you're going to have to do all four of those in all cases. So just think in terms of STEM. What works in your, what do you need to know in your specific role? You can also take a look at your capabilities. Do you have any foundation at all? Do you have working knowledge of the topic? Or are you advanced in the topic? And again, how does that apply back to your need to sell it, your need to think about it, your need to execute against it, or you need to manage that technology? And when you can answer those questions for yourself, what do I need to do? What do I need to delegate? What do I need to defer? How do I need to sell? How do I need to think about it? How do I need to execute? How do I need to manage it? And do I need foundational knowledge, working knowledge, or advanced knowledge? Allows you to prioritize your time and prioritize where you need to spend your energies to get up to speed in each of these things. It does take some time. It does take some commitment. Block some time on your calendar for every 6 months to say, these are the areas that I need to focus on. Sit down and brainstorm on them, and then build out your plan to say, what do I need to do? What do I need to delegate? What do I need to defer? Do I need to sell this? Do I need to think this? Do I need to execute this? Do I need to manage this? And what level of knowledge, foundational, working, or advanced, do you need to actually succeed? And really, that's the quick and dirty guide to how you manage technology as a marketer. And if I can offer one really practical tip, I'd really encourage you to tune back in next week to Thinks Out Loud so you can learn more about what's going on with the state of marketing today and the state of digital and how you can apply that to your brand and business. But enough shameless self-promotion. Looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time this week. But as ever, I really do appreciate you tuning in. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there, so you never miss an episode. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Google Play Music Store, Stitcher Radio, or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, I'd so appreciate it if you'd give us a really positive rating on iTunes, the Google Play Music Store, or Stitcher Radio. It helps us out, and I'd really appreciate it. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. I'm on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. And of course, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to say thank you again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I would not do the show if you weren't here. I hope you have a great rest of the week, a terrific weekend, and I'll look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.